If I traded it all.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I almost said welcome back. I'm all messed up today. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's the virus. I don't have it, but it's in my head somehow. I am so excited about bringing on my first guest. As you all know, I made it possible for everybody to talk about themselves right through the radio. And my first guest that I have on my show has been on with me several times with me. I have with me Deborah Olson. Deborah is an author. You're also a coach. And today we're going to talk a little bit about your book, which is The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Welcome back to the show, I should say. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book. And thank you for writing it, One Woman to Another.
Well, thank you so much, Carol. It's an honor and a pleasure to be back on your show. I love chatting with you so very much. So a little bit about me. Yes, I am a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas. My first career was in nursing. I'm also a registered nurse. I specialized in women's health. So I worked in OB, GYN, labor and delivery, normal newborn nursery, all of that, and loved it. And then my second career has been as a licensed professional counselor. I have a master's degree for almost two decades now in my practice here in Houston.
I don't know if you're calling on a landline or not, but it's we're breaking up on us. I'm going to talk, and the board operator is going to help you. But luckily, I know you very well. Okay, so she is the author of Healing Power of Girlfriends, and it's an award-winning book. You can get the book at Amazon, but what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines for everybody to be able to call in here, get entered in to win a book. Now, before Deborah had come on today, we were talking about the fact that, you know, it's Mother's Day right around the corner. We talked about the COVID virus and how it's affecting me today, but it's affecting everyone, especially with Mother's Day around the corner. You're not going to be able to be with her as much as you might have wanted to be, or however we're going to do it. And yes, virtual stuff is really cool, but at the same time, it's not the same. And so we're going to open up the lines to the audience. This book is a great, fabulous book for women to give to your mother for Mother's Day. Our lines are open here. Our number is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. So you can call in and get entered in to win a book, and it's a fabulous book. Deborah is also a coach, so she can help people understand, women especially understand, the power of what that is. And I think women who know women, and you're back on the air with us, Deborah. People, yes. I've been talking about you this whole time. I don't know if your ears have been itching, but
great. We know each other well now, don't we, Carol?
We do. But here's the thing that I was talking to them about: the fact that you are a coach, and that women tend to understand this, because there's nothing like a relationship that you have with your best friend, woman to woman. There's nothing like it. But. Yes. We also opened up the lines to the audience because of the people who are dealing with this COVID virus and not being able to be with their moms, and what a wonderful gift it would be to give to their moms. Talk about why you wrote the book and what makes it so powerful.
Well, that's a question actually that I get from a lot of people. As I traveled around in 2019 and did my book tour, I was in lots of different states, and I was really blessed to meet lots of wonderful women. And they always ask me, why did you write this book? I wrote this book because I have a passion for women's health, both emotional health and physical health. I worked in nursing for so many years and then went into women's emotional health as a therapist. I've specialized in women's issues, and I really feel in my heart of hearts that this is my life's work. This is what I've been called to do. This is my purpose. This is why I am here on this earth. I really feel this book is a culmination of my years of working in OB-GYN, women's health in the hospitals, and then my years of working as a psychotherapist in private practice counseling women. So the book came out of my passion to make a difference, to pass on information that I think women will live their longest, healthiest, and happiest lives by putting the things into practice that are in this book. And it's really a nice, concise little toolkit for women They can read it, and there's hands-on tactics and tools in this book that if you practice those and put those into your life on a really regular basis, you will be happier, you will be healthier. The research is now very robust, telling us if we women connect with each other regularly and celebrate those female connections, we're healthier and we live longer. The studies are telling us that all the time. So this book is all about that. My passion is to make a difference out there in the world for women's health. I'm all about empowerment and helping women live their best lives. So that's why I wrote the book.
Also, this book is a great book for people who do book clubs. And yes, now if you want to do one virtually, you can do a book club virtually. What a fun thing to do. That would be some fun thing to do. Even right now while we're dealing with this, who knows how long we're going to be stuck in our houses. You know, they say that we're opening it up, but I don't know. Every minute it's changing. So
you know, that's true, Carol, and let me just share with you that last night I had the privilege of being on a Zoom call with some local Houston ladies that found me. I'm friends with one of them, and they have been reading my book in their book club, and they found me through my friend, and they asked if we could do a Zoom call and talk about the book. They've been reading the book for the last 9 weeks. They do a chapter a week. And they have loved the book, and they had lots of questions about different things they wanted to ask me. So I did a Zoom call with these lovely ladies. There were about 15 or 20 of them.
How fun is that?
We had an amazing time talking about female relationships and what's important and the tough times like what we're going through right now, how those connections are even more essential right now. So, yes, indeed, through technology today, through Zoom and Skype and FaceTime and all the wonderful technology we have, we can continue to have our book clubs, have our Zoom calls, and we can be in connection with each other. And isn't that just a great blessing?
It is. And we've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win a book. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. It's an award-winning book. And, are you working on another one right now, do I see, or no?
Not yet. I'm thinking about the topics. I've got several topics floating around in my head that I want to do, and I'm kind of thinking about which one of those I should tackle next. But I definitely am so excited that we just won our first award with this book. My editor shares this with me. Her name is Candace Johnson. She's in Portland, Oregon. I want to give a shout-out to her because I share this first award with Candace, and it has won a bronze medal in the nonfiction authors contest.
Well, congratulations on that. Guys, I've read the book. It's a great book, and it's a fabulous book if you want to get together with some people, and now she can even do it through Zoom with everybody. How fun is that for everyone? This is a different way of life that we're living,
yes,
but it's working. People are liking it. The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's how to create your best life through female connections. Guys, it's not for you. This is not for men, right? It's
right.
Not. So
yeah,
you can turn off yours for a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Guys can turn off their ears. This book really targets female audiences, and it really goes to the core connection that we women share. It's how we've been designed by God, by our Creator. We've been designed to connect and to gather with each other and share on a very deep level. And so this book celebrates that, and it really is geared pretty much totally to women, although I've had women tell me a lot of the principles that you mention in this book, Deborah, could also be applied to men and their friendships. And yes, indeed, that is true. But I really targeted women with a message in this book.
Well, I must say, too, we were talking about it being a great book for Mother's Day, and we talked about girlfriends. And before you came on, and we're going to talk about this when we come back from the break, some women have great relationships with their moms and their friends. Some people don't, right?
Right.
I think even maybe reading this book could help maybe even bring some of those relationships together a little bit. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, mm-hmm. It would.
And
I agree with that.
It's a great book. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, it's a bronze award-winning book of the nonfiction authors. She just recently won that. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's a great book for you, for your book club, to sit down and just read if you're stuck in the house. It's great for you to give for Mother's Day. Our number here, you're getting entered in to win for free. Our number here, 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Call in here, get entered in to win, and we'll hang tight. Be back in just a minute. Be back, Jack. Welcome back, everyone. And now we're going to hear Deborah a lot better, I think. Deborah has been talking to us a little bit about her book that she wrote. It's an award-winning book, and it is a great book for women that for friendships with between women, moms for Mother's Day. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's how to create your best life through female connection. We're going to keep our lines open here throughout the rest of the show. We've got a lot of things we're giving away here today. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Real quickly before we go on, I just want to also talk about the fact that you are a counselor and that you do one of the reason why you understand so much as well is because you're a counselor. People can check you out on your website, which is GalleriaCounseling.com. But call in here. Get the book. Read the book. It's a great book. If you've got a book club, it's a wonderful book for that. And if you just want to read it for yourself, if you've got a relationship with a girlfriend, a close girlfriend, give it to her. She'd love it. And it's one of those kind of books that gets shared, you know, and especially for Mother's Day. 602-277-5369 and toll free. It's 1-866-536-1100. Okay, go ahead. Talk, because now we can hear you.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties today, it looks like. Well, yes, it's a great little tool for women, and especially it's a great gift. And when I put the price tag on the book, when I was trying to decide what the price should be for this paperback book, I decided that I wanted people to have the opportunity to give away copies as gifts and multiple gifts. So I kept the price at a really good price point because of that. So it's $12.95, and you can also get it if you're a Kindle user. It's also available on Kindle, but the little paperback is $12.95. It's a great little price, and when women purchase it, they purchase for many friends, for moms, for their sisters, their daughters, and for this Mother's Day, it would be a great gift. And the reason it would be a great gift is because this book offers so many hands-on ideas and tactics for how to live your best life through female connection. So to the women in your life that you love, who maybe you can't be with this Mother's Day because we're all sheltering in place, this book is available on Amazon.com, also at Target.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So order a copy today for all those you love at the great price of $12.95. It's such an amazing gift. People are really raving about what a special gift to share with somebody that you treasure and love and are close to. It means the world.
What I love, too, about the book is the discussion questions at the end.
Yes.
Talk to them about that, of how you've made it, how you've created it.
Yes. So when I designed the book, I decided that I wanted it to be really great for people to use as a book for book clubs, in your church or synagogue, as a book that you could use in women's groups and women's studies. So I put discussion questions at the end of each chapter, and they're thought-provoking. They're not even easy to sit and answer right away. You've got to think about them. I've had women tell me, oh, my goodness, these questions, I have to sit and ponder this for a while because they make you go deep. And that's what we always really get too busy to do, I think, in our lives today, is we don't go deep very much because we're busy and we're multitasking and we're on the go. Maybe not so much in the world that we're living at this moment in time, but generally speaking, we're busy people. But these discussion questions really foster great communication in your book clubs. They make you delve into things about friendships that maybe you've never thought about before. One of the ladies in the Zoom call that I was talking about earlier that I did last night with this group of wonderful women who call themselves the Letting Go Group, they're empty nesters, and they're learning how to let go and how to move into that next empty nester category of life. And they had some questions that they asked me, and these discussion questions really, they said, fostered great discussions in their group. And they were like, you know, one of the questions that you say is, what do you bring to the friendship table? What gifts do you bring to the friendship table? And she said, I've never thought about the gifts that I bring. I know what gifts my friends bring to the friendship table, but I've never thought about what gifts do I bring to the friendship table? So those are the kinds of things that people are really thinking about and pondering in the discussion questions, because they really foster these in-depth discussions.
And they're for every chapter.
Yes.
So there's a lot of them. They're not just a couple at the end of the book. It's really done chapter by chapter. It makes you think. It makes you think about yourself. It makes you appreciate your friendships, right?
Yes.
And even yourself, of what you, like she said, of what you bring to the friendship table. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's how to create your best life through female connection. Whether it's for you, whether it's for someone that you know, we're going to leave our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win, and just keep on calling here, because you can get it out there. It's a very affordable book. It's $12.95, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble. She said Target, and as well as, did you say Amazon as well?
Yeah.
And, but you can call in here and get entered in to win and get one free. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. I guess, you know, for right now, everybody would say, you know, it's funny, because I'm going to use my daughter as an example. She called up today and she said she was feeling lonely. And
yeah.
I said, well, why do you feel lonely? Well, for her, I don't know. She has different reasons. But I think a lot of people right now who might, you know, normally get together with their friends and family and are able to get together with them and can't right now, some of them might be starting to feel a little bit lonely now. What have you been hearing that too?
Yes, I definitely have, because we have been sheltering in place for a bit now. Some of us started this about the second week of March, and it's been all of March and all of April, and we're getting ready to start May here very quickly. And so people, the effects of being cut off from our loved ones and our normal routines and our friends and our neighbors, the cumulative effect of that is starting to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm part of that group, too, I would say. I'm not immune to this either. And it's really tough. And some days, when you kind of stop and you think about the day-to-day lives that we're living, sheltering in our homes, not seeing our loved ones, not seeing our neighbors and our friends, except on Zoom, of course, and FaceTime and those wonderful things. But it's a very different existence for us. Our freedoms and our spontaneity have gone away for a while.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about what a wonderful gift this would be to give to your friend, just to send the book and do something old-fashioned, not
yes.
through Zoom, you know, not through something where it's more social media, but maybe where you just pick up, buy the book, or call in here and get one, and, you know, entered in to win one for free, and send it to someone that's your friend. A girlfriend. Wouldn't that
That's
be neat to do? And just put a little
idea.
Note in there. That's called a gift of kindness. And what a wonderful thing to do. Go ahead. What do you want to leave with them? We have a minute or so. I want to let you talk, because you lost some time today.
So I just want to say that we're getting close to Mother's Day, and there's a lot of great mothers out there. And in Phoenix, I actually have family there. And I want to give a shout out to my niece, who just had her fourth baby.
Aww.
Hi to Tara. I want to say you are a great mom, Tara, and you are such an incredible example of also not being just a great mom to four little ones, but to keeping your friendships alive. Tara has friends here in Texas and all over, and she is a great example that although she's a busy mom of four, she still has time to foster those friendships. And I am so proud of her for that, because the friendships, a lot of times when we're busy moms and we're raising little ones, they kind of go by the wayside.
You just brought up another point, and I got to say it really fast for you, because
yes.
what a neat thing to do. Maybe you've lost contact with one of your friends, or you don't want to call because maybe you got into an argument that happens a lot with women.
Yes.
So
yes.
You may want to give them the book. It's very affordable. It's $12.95. You can get it at Target.com. You can get it at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, all of the different .coms for books. You can also call in here and get entered in to win one for free. We've got our lines open here. Our number here, 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You get to call throughout the rest of the show. It's Mother's Day. What a great gift to give them, or to just your friend. Again, it's 602-277-5369.